Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we have a panoply of children's picture books. In celebration of the upcoming Children's Book Week, it's a national celebration of books and literature and children, and it runs from May 4th to May 10th. And you can connect wherever good books are found, whether to buy or to lend. There's usually something going on. We certainly have a couple things going on, great book readings, but you can hook up and do it wherever, whatever suits you. That all being said, we're going to start with John Muir, Wrestles a Waterfall. This is the latest book out by fantastic, very smartly done, usually nonfiction titles from Charles Bridge, and it's looking at John Muir and his intrepid explorations and his environmental positions, and he, of course, is the founder of the Sierra Club. So it's a children's picture book about John Muir and discovering the waterfalls at Yosemite Falls. We have The Skunk. This is a fantastic mashup of the wonderful artist Patrick McDonnell, and the story is by Mac Barnett, and it is about this concerned soul as he's walking around living his life that he's being trailed by a skunk. It is beautifully illustrated and very fun and puckish. The skunk follows him to the opera, follows him to the dance, follows him to the coffee shop. And why? One wonders. We've got Outstanding in the Rain by Frank Viva, a whole story with holes. This I consider a home run for children's picture book writing and design. It's put out by Little Brown Press. They do a very fantastic job with their book productions. Basically kind of interesting, I would say, simple artwork, great colors, and there's a hole in the pages. And so as you turn the pages, of course, the language changes. It's very fun, a little sassy, and it's the idea about going out and having a good day and a surprise and who makes it all wonderful. So that's Outstanding in the Rain. It has a bit of a birthday celebration twist to it. We've got We Have a Plan by Chris Houghton. This is a very fun book put out by Candlewick Press. Again, one of the very fine presses in the States that do children's books. Graphically, it's beautiful, vibrant color work. Chris Houghton is back with another just very interesting combinations of colors as well as storyline. And basically, four friends, they're on a mission. And we don't quite know what it is until, of course, we get to the end. But you're to be quiet and stealthy, and at night, perhaps they might catch something in their nets. So that is We Have a Plan by Chris Naughton. And finally, we wrap up with the story of Mademoiselle Oiseau. And this is a exquisitely done picture book by Little Gestalten. They are a European publisher. They tend to do a lot of art and design books. They also have a line of children's books they do. They always do things a bit differently. We love getting international titles in because they do it a little different than we do it. In any case, in the heart of Paris lies the Avenue de Tours in Perdu. And there on the top floor of a lovely old apartment building lives the elegant Mademoiselle Oiseau amid her cats, birds, and sumptuous gowns and long pearl necklaces. And one floor below lives Isabella, who is an unremarkable child, it says, who seems particularly invisible until one day she accidentally hits the wrong button on the elevator and finds herself in Mademoiselle's apartment. This is a lovely book, exquisitely designed, great artwork. And that's what we have in new at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.